Go. You're live. Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be great, Corey. You should tell me that when I'm live. Oh, wait, I am. That's great. What's up, everyone? Aaron Egler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live Friday afternoon. Packers getting done with practice. Matt LaFleur just spoke with the media. I am now speaking with you fine folks. Another clean bill of health for the most part. Mercedes Lewis, the only player not participating. He was getting Veterans Rest Day. You know, you want to keep them fresh. Kind of like the deals that you want to get. You want fresh deals, right? Festival Foods makes it easy. With their weekly ad, you can browse new sale items and coupons by picking the ad up in stores or viewing it online. And when you're ready to check out, have an associate scan the ad. All the coupons will be applied so you can say goodbye to cutting out coupons. Check out Festival Foods weekly ad every Wednesday for new deals at festfoods.com/weekly ad. That's festfoods.com/weekly ad. What's up, everyone, in the comments? Great to see you. Corey's last tweet is pure gold. Maureen doesn't carry the G. Maureen's just got opinions. It's all right. She's allowed. She's allowed. It's all right. Maureen telling people to sit down at games since 1919. Fair. Fair. No name. Lloyd Dixon, thanks for the super chat. I watched Star Wars tonight at 10. Please, no spoilers. I wouldn't dream of it. I won't be talking about it here. I'll talk about it on my Star Wars podcast with my daughter. That'll go up later tonight. Nagler, Star Wars Story. Check it out. Available on Spotify. The Packers have the best blocking wide receivers in the league. Take that for data. They are incredibly effective. There's no doubt about that. I know LaFleur highlighted Geronimo Allison's blocking as one of the reasons he's remained on the field as much as he has over guys like Kumerow and MVS. Though coach gave us his word, more Kumerow this week. Nagler, didn't Adams struggle with drops early? So why does everyone hate MVS? I don't know. I think hate's a strong word, but yeah, Adams definitely went through a tough stretch with drops there his second season. He was also battling an ankle injury and various other ailments. MVS is working through stuff as well. But yeah, I mean, I think you saw his rookie year, speaking of Adams, you know, that Patriots game, the Cowboys playoff game, you saw games where he was incredibly productive and throughout the offense in very different ways. Whereas with MVS, he's a bit of a one-trick pony. And when that trick is taken away and or he doesn't produce, like the first play of the game last week, I understand people's reticence to want to hop on board and or keep him around. Now, I think they will keep him around, but I'll be surprised if they go to him much here down the stretch. That guy definitely kind of in his head a little bit, I think, at this point. Your daughter been posting spoilers. She got me. She says right on her Twitter feed, she's going to be talking. She's seen Rise of Skywalker. She's going to talk about it. These kids, they live in a different universe, man. Their whole online activity is a mystery to me most of the time. They just don't care. If you think Blake Martinez leaves in the offseason, then who starts at inside linebacker week one next year? Someone on the roster or no? Cameron, I'd be very surprised if it's someone on the roster. I think they'll draft somebody. That's just my guess sitting here in December. A lot of ballgame left there. Kenny Clark is one with the Force, and the Force is with him. Jesse, I like where your head's at. If anyone needs a good Vikings-Packers debate settler, ask them this. If the NFL ended today, who is the better franchise? Oh, Jeff, we all know the answer to that one. It's like the Vikings didn't even exist. They never won anything. Sternberger or Tonyan can contribute more. You know, I think Tonyan can contribute, but I think Sternberger has shown these last few weeks that he's got the ability to work downfield, get open, just needs Rodgers to look for him. But either one of those guys could come alive. We'll see. Man, I'm still ecstatic about this 11-3 team. The Packers are back in contention, and the Bears still suck. Is it abnormal to think MVS might be the second coming of Adams? Both struggled in year two, year three. A lot of MVS-Adams comparisons today. I don't see MVS as Adams part two. I do think he can improve, and I expect him to. But Adams is a pretty special wide receiver. And, you know, he's got a quick twitch athleticism that MVS doesn't possess, although MVS is obviously fast as hell. That doesn't mean he can't improve and or become a worthwhile contributor. I just have trouble seeing it happen this year, but we'll see what happens here down the stretch. Hope to see Rodgers drinking Grit Crush in the presser Monday night. That's what I'm talking about. Daniel Gomez, thank you for the super chat. I love the fact that we are considered the worst, quote, best team in the NFC, if you will. I love Packers playing as underdogs all the way to the Super Bowl. Less pressure. Now, I know Rodgers has talked about that from time to time, the idea of not being the critic's darling or the ones to be picked to walk through the playoffs to the Super Bowl. You know, a lot of that is outside noise that the team really doesn't pay attention to. But as fans, yes, I agree with you. It's less about people saying, oh, they're gonna, you know, march to the Super Bowl, and then when they lose in the playoffs, it's, oh, they were paper tigers or whatever. I do think, though, there are not only a number of people outside Packers fandom, but there are plenty of Packers within the fandom who are just waiting for the playoffs to come so they can say, oh, I told you they were going to lose. Well, no kidding. One team wins the Super Bowl every year. Well done, Sherlock. In week two, Jair and King performed well against Diggs and Thielen. Do they still match up well with the Vikings' offensive improvements? I think the biggest thing, and I talked about this on the radio this morning, my biggest worry in this game is, I know they don't have Dalvin Cook, but the Vikings have run the football regardless of who's back there. And Boone, the third string running back who will most likely get the bulk of the carries on Monday night, he's still averaging over 4 yards per carry. If they can get that running game going, get that play action game going, that's where I worry. Because a lot of the big plays the Packers have given up this year has come off of play action. And I worry about King and even Alexander on some of those kind of double moves. We saw Alexander have real problems with that against the Cowboys. Kevin King's struggles have been well documented. You don't have to look much further than that deep ball that Diggs beat him on 3rd and 13 in week two. Although, you know, on that play in particular, the Vikings went tempo and that kind of caught them out of sorts. But to me, that's the big worry. I think they can match up well. And I think obviously the Vikings are a little too talented to be held in check the entire game. But to me, that's one of the biggest keys of this matchup is, can they hold up when the Vikings employ that play action game? Because Kirk Cousins makes a lot of hay out of it. Patrick Baldwin, thanks for the super chat. Pack season record for running back TDs is 19. Do you know the holder? Will Jones break it this season? He already has 14. If he ties it, it will be a younger age. I think you're talking just strictly rushing TDs. I think it was Amon Green had 20 back in 2003, all-purpose TDs, and Jones is at 17 at the moment for all-purpose TDs. So he needs 3 to tie and 4 to break that record. So we'll see. Do you think Burks could stop Rudolph? No, just because I haven't seen anybody in the Packers stop anybody at the tight end position all year long. Maybe Burks could help in that regard, but I don't think that's going to be some magic personnel change that Pettine's going to try and make in week 16. I just don't see that happening. When was the last time you can remember the Packers being this unbelievably healthy at the end of the year? Probably have to go back to like 2011. They had a pretty good string of luck there health-wise until Derek Sherrod like shattered his leg in Kansas City. But yeah, it's been a while. Can Ryan Grant contribute right now? Well, I'm sure he could, but the question is, will he be asked to? And I doubt it. Green or Campbell? Oh, Raven Green. If you're talking about just, yeah, I can only have one on this defense, Raven Green. And I like Ibrahim Campbell, but he certainly hasn't lit it up in his return. He's been pretty up and down. Steven, go Pack, go. That's what I'm talking about. Jim Taylor had 19 rushing TDs. Jones has 14. I think he hits 20 this season. I hope so. Who would you rather play in the first round at Lambeau, 49ers or Saints? I don't care. Don't care. They're in Lambeau. It's the playoffs. Just bring it. I mean, both of those teams are really fucking good, right? And I think probably nationally, the sentiment would be, and I'm sure Vegas-wise, the visiting team would probably be favored in either of those games. And I just can't wait for the Packers to shut some people up. Has the run defense been better as of late? It has, Silas. And what's weird is that they've done it by going to a lighter box, and they haven't exactly like met fire with fire or iron with iron, whatever Game of Thrones terminology you want to use. But they've done a really good job of fitting their, their run fits, and Zadarius like kind of wreaking havoc up front in that rover position that they utilize sometimes. But for the most part, they've just done a really good job of controlling their gaps. And occasionally, yeah, they'll get blown off the ball or Some of that zone stuff will open up a backside cut for a running back. But for the most part, they've done a much better job the last 3 weeks in run defense. There's no question about that. Nagler, I live in Chicago, and my five-year-old daughter has been singing "The Bears Still Suck" every day this week at school. Could a parent possibly be more proud? Michael, I don't think it's possible. I think you've cracked the code. That is God-level parenting right there. What is your favorite Packers play of the last decade? They asked me this on the radio the other day. If we're including the Super Bowl, give me the Aaron Rodgers third-down pass to Greg Jennings to seal it, and or Tom Crabtree's one-yard reception to keep the clock moving, the most important one-yard reception in Super Bowl history. But if I'm talking like just of recent vintage, obviously the Hail Marys come to mind. I don't know. I'd have to give it a long thought and look at the last 10 years of games. Why are some Packers fans being negative about our 11-3 season? Is this your first year on the internet? Man, some people just love to hate. What are you going to do? It's a real problem, especially online, where people have this idea of, oh, I've got to be the first to say this thing about how it's all going to fall apart so that when and if it does fall apart, I can turn around and say, see, I told you. More people are way too kind of, anxious to say, oh, I said they were going to fall apart, or I said it was going to be bad, rather than rooting for their team to do well, which is what we like to do here at Cheesehead TV. Do you feel like the writing is on the wall in regards to Allison? With Kumerow and Lazard getting more playing time, it feels like Allison may be fading away. Well, we'll see. I know Coach has said, and he did hear say here on this here channel on Wednesday evening, that Kumerow will indeed be getting more opportunities, but that doesn't necessarily mean that Allison's just going to disappear. I think he'll continue to get playing time. Now, how much? How much will he lose in favor of Kumerow? We'll see. But I don't think, for this season anyway, I don't think Allison's just going to suddenly kind of disappear. And hey, while I've got you guys here, I just wanted to remind everyone, thank you so much. We went over 500 Patreon members as of this morning. I can't thank you guys enough. $5 a month is all we ask. It supports everything we do at Cheesehead TV. It really means a lot to us that you support what we do. And we've got a lot of fun ideas for the offseason. We just want to keep it going. Cheesehead TV, it's patreon.com/cheeseheadTV. Like I said, $5 a month. It's all we ask. Unleash Vitaly. Matt, I hope so. Although, Coach said that they're waiting. I asked if the plan was to, show him off in the playoffs. And he jokingly said that that is the plan. But I would love to, but it seems that Vitaly's playing time has gone, down each week rather than utilizing him more. And I know Coach will say that that's just a product of the game plan, the defenses they're facing, etc. But at some point, especially for a team that is stubbing its toe on offense so often and has trouble finding outlets outside of Aaron Jones and Davante Adams in the passing game, utilize Danny Vitaly. Kid catches everything. He's amazing. Nagler, how has Savage been doing as of late? Man, I think he's leveled off a bit. He picked it up from coming back from the injury. I thought he didn't really struggle, but he certainly wasn't at the level that he had been earlier in the season. I think he's improved in that regard. He's brought his level of play back up. You've seen him on a number of plays kind of clean up the wash, so to speak, in the running game. He's came close to a couple interceptions there at the end of the Chicago game. I think, he's playing well. It's still up and down, a little bit inconsistent, but that's to be expected from a rookie, I think. Hack the horn. Craig, you said it, baby. 10 grand to the person who can make the horn at US Bank Stadium sound out Go Pack Go instead of that stupid fucking horn. How would you feel if we drafted Jonathan Taylor? Confused, probably, unless they were able to get him late on the third day. But that's just me. In the worst of scenarios, Packers still have the edge to win the division with a loss, correct? Better division record than the Vikings. Yes, Matt, they can lose this game on Monday night and still win the division if they beat Detroit in week 17. But let's not let it come to that. Let's just beat the Vikings. How do you think our O-line will hold up against Hunter and the Vikes defense? Eric, that is one of the biggest keys of this game. Especially in that environment and in obvious passing downs, it's imperative that they stay ahead of the sticks, something that this team has really struggled to do week in and week out. it's a nightmare when they go to that spread stuff. Hopefully they'll button it up a little bit this week. But yeah, you get to third down, and it's just impossible to hear anything. You got to go silent count. That means that the defense can pretty much tee off on what you're doing. And look, the biggest key to me, especially you're talking about offensive communication, not making mistakes, false starts, et cetera, to get you behind the sticks. The biggest key for me is surviving that initial surge of energy. I talked about this on Transplants on Wednesday night, but you know, those games, especially national game, Monday Night Football, that place is going to be totally geeked up. Every play feels like the Super Bowl early on in that game. And the Packers just have to survive that initial surge of energy. Let things calm down. Let the game come to them. Don't make any stupid mistakes. Because, you know, one mistake against this team, you know, it's Stephon Diggs, 75-yard touchdown. And then all of a sudden you fumble on the kickoff. And then they got it, and it's 14-0 like that. And that's something that this team is not built to come back from. They have got to weather the surge early in this game. This has been one of the best draft classes the Packers have had in a while. Norman, I'm glad you brought that up, because I see a lot of people talking about last year's draft class being, you know, Brian Gutekunst's initial draft. And obviously Jair is a player. Past that, pretty darn disappointing. There's no question about it. Now, we're only 2 years in. We'll see what the future holds. But by that standard, you can't, you know, then turn around and say, well, we have to wait to judge them, right? And then sit here and say, well, this season he knocked it out of the park. We don't really know. It's certainly early returns certainly suggest that, yes, he's got the makings of a really good draft class. Elgton Jenkins alone makes it kind of worth it. But we'll see. You know, the league is littered with guys who played pretty darn well their rookie year and then kind of faded as their careers went on. And we've seen the opposite. We've seen guys who played pretty darn well their rookie year and continued to grow and explode and become great players. So we'll see where these guys end up on their trajectory in the NFL. But yes, I agree. Early returns, certainly good for Gutekunst's second draft class. Who's had the better year, Tremont Williams or Kevin King? Why are you shouting, Joshua? I'd probably say Tremont Williams. I think Kevin King gets attacked a lot more, though. So, you know, that's something you got to take with a grain of salt. Kirk is underrated. I hate to say it. Jimmy, this year, no doubt about it. I think a lot of people love to give him grief. You know, the primetime thing, he gets talked about a lot. You know, he's had some really up and down slash bad games in his history on a big stage, which kind of puts it, you know, in people's minds. But this year, he's completing 70% of his passes, over 70% of his passes. He's done a really good job of taking care of the football, which is something he did have big time issues with early on in his career. Now, obviously, it helps. He's got some talent around him. There's no question about that. But, I mean, I think Kubiak in particular has been a godsend for him. And it has certainly helped him kind of delineate the reads, get the ball out of his hands in rhythm. And it's, especially at home, in that stadium, he has played pretty darn well. So, in that sense, I agree with you. I think, you know, he doesn't really get his due in that regard. My friend who's a Jets fan wanted to draft Jenkins so bad. Now he wants them to sign Bulaga. Hey, well, they might have a shot at Bulaga. Let's see. I'll take one or two more guys. Will Jair shadow Diggs? I don't know. We'll see. I tend to doubt it. I think they'll just play AB. They'll probably play sides. You know, last time, I don't think he followed anybody last time these two teams met. Now, Thielen's been really up and down since coming back from the hamstring, so maybe they put Jair on Diggs for that reason, just to kind of keep it simple, and they're not worried about Thielen's explosiveness with the hamstring, and they put King on him to try and body him at the line of scrimmage. But I don't think it'll be as simple as Jair plays man on one guy. Keep Jair on Thielen. I feel he gets under his skin. Jonas, he certainly did in week two. No doubt about it when they got those offsetting penalties. The national media is treating the Packers like a 3-11 team, and Rodgers is apparently below average QB. It's hilarious. How was episode 9? Better than 8? 8 was horrible. That's a lot going on in that comment. I'm not going to talk about the Star Wars stuff because I'm going to talk about that on my Star Wars podcast. But as far as the national media and how they treat the Packers, who cares? That's why you've got Cheesehead TV. You know, who cares what some talking head gas bag says on ESPN? It's the whole reason we exist, so you don't have to listen to those fools. You're welcome. Prediction for Monday. Prediction. Pain. What's worse, the horn or Paul Allen? Oh, it's easily the horn. It's the horn by a mile. Paul Allen is at least sometimes unintentionally hilarious, like his call when Favre threw the interception in the NFC Championship game. The horn, there is no redeeming quality about the horn at all. There is no thing that makes the horn okay. The horn is evil incarnate. It's pretty simple. Cover the tight end. Yeah, that's a good idea, Craig. I mean, good luck. Packers haven't done it all year. I don't think it's magically going to happen. And, you know, Irv Smith, the rookie tight end, he's kind of come alive here these last few weeks. So I expect him and Rudolph to get quite a few looks against a Packers defense that has been completely unable to take away anything regarding the tight end position. You know, guys, I'm gonna have to jump. I can't thank you guys enough for coming on. If you want fresh deals, Festival Foods makes it easy with their weekly ad. You can browse new sale items and coupons by picking the ad up in stores or viewing it online. And when you're ready to check out, have an associate scan the ad. All the coupons will be applied so you can say goodbye to cutting out coupons. Check out Festival Foods weekly ad every Wednesday for new deals at festfoods.com/weekly ad. That's festfoods.com/weekly ad. Packers will be practicing yet again tomorrow afternoon. If I have the time in the afternoon, I'll probably jump on and do another extra cheese for you guys if there are any kind of developments around that practice. Otherwise, I'll be traveling Monday during the day, so there won't be an extra cheese, but I will be doing the post-game show after the game Monday night. Happy holidays, guys. Talk to you soon. Go Pack, go.